Very, very nice. It is something, huh, to stand there and to, man feels a connection. Yes, yes, very nice. Jayarada, Madhava, no?
Wherever you like.
Wherever I like, oops. Now you have, there's a lot of ways to start. Jayarada, Madhava, Kunyavi, Adi. Jaya Radha Madhava Kunya Vihari. Gopi Jana Vallava Girivara Dadi. Gopi Jana Vallava Girivara Yasoda Nandana Praja Jana Ranjana. Yasoda Nandana Praja Jana Ranjana. Yamuna Tira Vanachari. Yamuna Tira Vanachari. Jaya Radha Madhava Kunya Vihari. Jaya Radha Madhava Kunya Vihari. Jaya Prabhupada, 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 Srila Prabhupada. Jaya Prabhupada, 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 Srila Prabhupada. Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, 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 Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama,
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Nitai Gaur Hari Bol, Hari Bol, Hari Bol, Hari Bol. Nitai Gaur Hari Bol, Hari Bol, Hari Bol, Hari Bol. Gaura Premanandi Hari Hari Bo. Jai Om Vishnu Para Paramahansa Paravraja Gacharya Ashtata Satasi Simat His Divine Grace Sila Abhe Charanaravinda Sila Bhakti Vedanta Swami Maharaja Sila Prabhupada Ki Jai Samaveta Bhakta Vrinda Ki Jai Gaur Premanandi Hari Hari Bol Hare Krishna. So happy to be here. Somehow I feel great happiness because I feel your approach to spreading Krishna consciousness and introducing people slowly to Krishna consciousness is a fresh, life-giving breeze. Hare Krishna. Speaking about fresh, life-giving breezes, Kalakanda Prabhu, what is the intelligent way? I have this problem, having come from a very cold climate in Utah, and then hitting upon the Florida thing, I got sneeze. It's not COVID, it's nothing. Yes, it's nothing, nothing infectious. It's just, I have it each time. So could, is it good if you open the door maybe? Yeah?
Open the windows in the back.
Yeah, so because we will not use AC. So that the devotees will not feel. Sorry? Yes, maybe in the back. Not this one.
Sure.
Yeah? I'm really sorry. I don't want to inconvenience you. So we have the refreshing breeze in the back of the room. If you feel inconvenienced, you may migrate there. Good. Good. Yeah, before we start, I believe I have something. Let us say slightly thought-provoking in my attempts to give a purport to Srila Prabhupada's purport. So I request your full attention. I want to also say I'm very, very grateful or happy to see Kalakanda Prabhu. I'm a reader of his poesy and his writings, and we are knowing each other affectionately since quite some time when the world was younger and you were not yet born, maybe.
1975.
1975. you were born at that time? Not yet. Hare Krishna, where were you? So we have not met very often, but in fact very rarely, but we have always somehow felt mutual affection, maybe because both of us started our journey in Krishna consciousness quite young, isn't it? You were also maybe 16, 17 or 18, yes. Yeah, wonderful. Okay, so let us now dive into the subject. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Vasudevaya.
Om Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Tatra. How do we do this with this verse, Kalakanda Prabhu? It's a rather long. Okay. So I would once, said the Sanskrit recitation is like thunder. You may not understand the language of thunder, but you feel intuitively something is coming. So in the same way, there is great value in hearing, being open to a recitation. I do hope to do it in a way that pleases my audience, because not easy. Tatapi svajana sangat shabisham utvijamano bhagavata karma panda vidvangshana shavana smaran gunavivarana saranaravinda. Yugalam manasa vidat atmana pratigatam asankamano bhagavat anugrahinanusmrita svapurva janmavalir atmanam unmata jadanda vadira svarupena dashayam asalokasya. Tatrapi, please. In that Brahmana's birth also. Svajana Sangat. From association with the relatives and friends. Cha and Brisham. Greatly. Utvij. Jamana, being always afraid that he would fall down again. Bhagavata, of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Karma Bandha, the bondage of the reactions of fruitive activities. Vidvangsana, which vanquishes. Shravana, hearing. Smarana, remembering. Guna vivarana, hearing descriptions of the qualities of the Lord. Sarana Ravinda, lotus feet, Yugalam, the two, Manasa, with the mind, Vidadat, all with thinking of, Atmanaha, of his soul, Patigatam, obstruction on the path of devotional service. Ashankamana, always fearing. Bhagavat Anugrahina, by the special mercy of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Anusmita, remembered. Svapurva, his own previous. Janmavali, string of births. Atmanam, himself. Unmata, mad. Jada, dull. Anha, blind. Bhadira, and deaf. Swarupena, with these features. Dashayam Asha, he exhibited. Lokasya, to people in general. Translation. Due to his, I think, let me just give you a brief context. This is about the great soul Maharaj Bharata, who went through a most challenging and interesting and inspiring for all of us journey. He had started as an emperor who felt deep attraction to Krishna, his lotus feet, and he therefore renounced his kingdom and even his family relationships, and went to perform sadhana in the forest. But you know how it is, we leave the world, but the world does not always leave us. So he again felt attraction, this time to taking care of a deer. This was his kingly bhava. Kings are supposed to take care of all prajas, and this deer, due to circumstances, was particularly helpless. And when he left the body during an accident, he had the image of the deer in his mind and became a deer. As a deer, he was, however, blessed with the opportunity to remember his previous birth, and he carefully avoided association with other deers. He kept for himself and was always seen near sadhus who discussed the Bhagavatam. Then in a subsequent birth, his final birth, before he went back home, back to Godhead, he actually was born in a family of a Brahmana, but now he remembered everything, and he remembered how difficult bad association can be, association that distracts can be. He had experienced as an emperor this problem with becoming too attached with association. So we will zoom in now. Due to his being especially gifted with the Lord's mercy, especially gifted, Bharata Maharaj could remember the incidents of his past life. Although he received the body of a Brahmana, you know, this is third birth, he was still very much afraid of his relatives and friends who were not devotees. He was always very cautious of such association because he feared that he would again fall down. Consequently, he manifested himself before the public eye as a madman. It was a ruse. He was not a madman, but he pretended to be one, dull, blind, and deaf, so that others would not try to talk to him. In this way, he saved himself from bad association. Within, he was always thinking of the lotus feet of the Lord and chanting the Lord's glories. You know, outside he was disheveled, and inside he was always with Krishna, which save one, this, let me again say it. Within, he was always thinking of the lotus feet of the Lord and chanting the Lord's glories, which save one from the bondage of fruitive action. In this way, he saved himself from the onslaught of non-devotee associates. So I think we all understand, he was remembering how distracting the wrong type of association can be, and therefore he presented himself in such an unattractive way that no one asked him for his WhatsApp number. No one was interested to have a relationship with him. And sorry, I was out of times here. So no one was interested to form a relationship with him. So in this way he was free to chant within and remember within the lotus feet of the Lord. Yes. Purport. Every living entity is bound by different activities due to association with the modes of nature. As stated in Bhagavad Gita, Karanam Guna Sangosya Sadasat Yoni Janmasu. This is due to his association with that material nature. No, that we are bound. Huh? Thus he meets with good and evil amongst various species. We get different types of bodies among 8,400,000 species according to our karma. Karma na daiva netrina. We work under the influence of material nature, contaminated by the three modes, and thus we get a certain type of body according to superior order. This is called karma bandhana. To get out of this karma bandha, one must engage himself in devotional service. Then one will not be affected by the modes of material nature. Mangchayo vyabhicharina bhakti yogena sevate sagunan samatityetan brahma bhujaya kalpate. One who engages in full devotional service, who does not fall down in any circumstance, at once transcends the modes of nature and thus comes to the level of Brahman. To remain immune from the material qualities, take an immune buster. Oops, sorry. I've given an immune buster today. I was slightly absent-minded while I read. Let's concentrate again. This was wrong. This is a subtle way of requesting you, my dear audience, be more attentive. To remain immune from the material qualities, one must engage himself in devotional service. Shravanam Kirtanam Vishnu. That is the perfection of life. When Maharaj Bharata took birth as a Brahmana, he was not very interested in the duties of a Brahmana, but within he remained a pure Vaishnava, always thinking of the lotus feet of the Lord. As advised in Bhagavad Gita, Man mana bhava mat bhakto madhyaji mang namaskuru. This is the only process by which one can be saved from the danger of repeated birth and death. What was it again? The only process, he was not very interested in the duties of, you could say, conventional religion, the duties of a Brahmana, but within he remained a pure Vaishnav, always thinking of the lotus feet of the Lord. This is the only process by which one can be saved from the danger of repeated birth and death. Namo Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prashtaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swami Niti Namine Namaste Sadasvati Deve Gauravani Pacharine Nirvishesha Shunyavari Paskatyade Shatarine Jaya Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhara Shivashadi Gaur Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna. I remember once giving one of the Holy Name retreats. It's retreats where I mention various ways to improve one's own chanting. And at the end I received a letter from a newcomer to Krishna consciousness. And in the letter he politely thanked me. But he also made a point which I took very serious. He said, but Maharaj, you spoke about techniques, but isn't the whole point of spiritual life to remember Krishna and never forget him? I felt awakened by this letter and remembered a shloka which Prabhupada often quoted. He said, Satatam, what is it? Oh. No, it's about, I know it in English and it comes in Sanskrit in a moment. To always remember Krishna and never forget him. To always remember Krishna and never forget him. To facilitate this is the purpose of all the rules and regulations. All what we do really is meant to uplift us to come to this stage of man mana bhava mat bhakto. No? It means think of me, be in the mood of my devotee, that is serve me, you know. That is the idea, to think of Krishna while we do things. For this, the Bhagavatam and its teachings are wanting to train us so that we remember Krishna throughout the day. Krishna speaks about such a devotee in the Gita, who, for one who sees me everywhere and everything in me, he is never lost to me. No? Something like this. The Bhagavatam talks about how we best can think of Krishna. And here is a nice shloka, third canto, chapter 9, text 11. Tvam bhakti yoga paribhavita ritsaroja aseshu tekshitapata nanunata pumsam. O my Lord, your devotees can see you through the ears. By the process of bona fide hearing, and thus their hearts become cleansed, and you take your seat there. You are so merciful to your devotees that you manifest yourself in the particular eternal form of transcendence in which they always think of you. So here a succession is given. Yeah, maybe you can be the sound man. Yes, you will open it and the sound. Not I mean to close it, rather. Oh, Krishna. Oh, I'm sorry, my dear devotees. This will be a real interactive class, you know. You need to be active. Hare Krishna. There's a lot of action required in this class. So, yes. So let us, here's a succession. You hear about Krishna, Shravanam, and Kirtanam, and by this process the heart becomes cleansed gradually. And then when the heart is clean, Krishna is always in the heart. He's always, he takes his seat there. You are so merciful to your devotees that you manifest yourself in the particular eternal form of transcendence in which they always think of you. No? So first comes Shravanam, then Kirtanam, and then Smaranam, where you will think of Krishna always. And this is the purpose. You should be absorbed in Krishna. Have you heard this name, this formulation, this expression, Krishna consciousness? It means your consciousness is pervaded with Krishna. No? This is the idea. And everything we do is serving, or you could say facilitating this. Now, where do you think of Krishna? It is something, a very interesting question. Santa sadeva hridayeshu vilokayanti. The saints, says Lord Brahma, see him in the innermost core of the heart. Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur speaks about this place where Krishna is remembered as the temple of the heart. He says, you, Krishna, exist with your abode in the temple of the heart, and you can be met there when the door to the entrance has been unlocked or opened by Bhakti Yoga. Srila Prabhupada speaks also about this place, the heart, as a chamber, as a place, if you so wish, where you can think of Krishna. All these realizations, he says in 6.9.33, all these realizations are possible when one engages fully in the process of bhakti. Then the covered core of one's heart is completely opened to receive a realization of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. In other words, our learning point is here: in the purified heart, we remember Krishna. Usually, we Westerners think all our engagement with Krishna must be happening on the mental platform. But this discursive mind, which is usually used in academic studies, is not always useful for spiritual, the pursuit of spirituality. It is more the heart which is required. But what heart? Is it the pump, the physical organ? That can't be. Is it more the seat of emotions? You know, like the Italian who says, amore, you know. No, by material emotions you can also not reach the Lord, you know. It is more the spiritual place of which the Bhagavatam tells us. It's the place where the Lord and you, the soul, are situated. Have you heard this? Two birds are on the tree of the body. They are there in a nest. That nest is the heart. That location, that abode is the heart in which spiritual realization takes place. To shed a little bit more light on this, let me use the Chandogya Upanishad, or quote the Chandogya Upanishad. It's a Upanishad which we are quoting in our tradition also. A great treasure lies hidden in our hearts. Actually, no, this is what I wrote. The Chandogya Upanishad, it's in the Prapataka 8, it's like a section, you could say, section 8, compares the human body to a city. Human body is the city of, have you heard this? City of nine
gates.
Do you know what are the nine gates? Yes. Eyes, two nose, nostrils. Yes. Mouth, and then two gates we don't speak publicly about. Under the belt. No. What does this analogy mean? In medieval towns, America is a little late in civilization, so it came after the European developments. We have medieval towns. You can see also the Romans built their towns like this. There were gates that led into the city, and usually these gates were used for certain trades. You know, the woodcraft people would go through one gate, the agricultural people to another, the visitors who were not in the regular supply trades were going through other gates like this. No, so in this same way, there are sense impressions coming in. Through these two gates are only visual impressions coming. So this are, you know, what is it called? Acoustic in impressions, and so on and so forth. So in this city, there is a special house. It's the heart. And within that house is a special room called the Dahara Akash. It's a room within the heart. Materially speaking, this room is tiny, but spiritually speaking, it is huge. This is the room where the eternal Atma resides, together with the Lord. The Upanishads all are unanimous. When someone finds this place, then he discovers the fulfillment of all his spiritual desires. So it's a little bit this image which we get here is that of a treasure search. You go and you need to find the treasure that is self-realization with a small s and self-realization with the big S, that is the realizing yourself and the Supreme Self, no? The Supreme Lord, that is very important. It is said this treasure is like a cachet of gold. Do you understand this word, cachet? Oh, good. Because it's like a treasure box, no? Of gold. But those who don't know it's there run always over it and look for treasures elsewhere. No? This is our situation. We are so bahirmukha, outwardly facing. We look outwardly, and we are not antamukha. We have not learned to look inside. Also, as Hare Krishna devotees, we are sometimes defining ourselves only by our actions and forget that it's very important to purify the consciousness and the heart and come to this level where we are finally able to be with Krishna, no? To remember Krishna always and never forget him. So, oh Krishna, I have such so much here. It's 2 days of seminar. Let me just make a little pause. Yes, I want to tell you about one of my god brothers, Tribhuvanath. He has left us already. He told me once in a confidential discussion, he said, only speak about it after my death, about an experience he had with this sacred space in the heart. See, he had been on a preaching mission in Beirut in the 80s at the outbreak of the Lebanese war. And he was arrested at the border on the suspicion of being an American spy who had come with a British passport. He's from Great Britain. I made notes of our conversation after it was done, and I will now let you in to two god brothers speaking in a room. I will read you my notes. I was held for 1 month in a cell too small to lie down and kept under constant surveillance. His captors, it was this cell of interrogation. They had made the door was like a grill, and constantly there was sitting someone looking at him when he would break down. He could not sleep for a few days, there was always this glaring, biting light which hurts the eyes. You know, he was not supplied with sunglasses, of course. And I was fed something like bread and water. Outside the cell, I regularly heard sharp gunshots and occasional screamings. These were the executions. You know, people were taken out of the cells, brought into the courtyard of the prison, put against the wall, and then shot down. So he heard these occasional screamings and was thinking, when am I? You know, when is my turn? I did not know what would be my future because my captors spoke a different language. They were not trained in English. There was only one rough guy who just asked from time to time the captors what the prisoner did and so on. In this situation, all I could do to keep my sanity was to go to that space inside that I heard about in the temple. So I meditated about devotional service. I visited temples. I cooked and offered a delicious meal to Krishna. I had sangha with my association. And I danced and I gave lectures to huge audiences. You know, you can do that in that sacred space inside. 50,000 people, no problem. Seating arrangement for 1 billion people is available in the sacred space of the heart. No? After a month, without warning, I was taken out of the cell. I thought, this is the end. And he described to me, I asked, were you afraid? He said, yes. He said, my nerves, I knew, my brain knew I'm eternal, but my nerves and my bodily instincts were just so absolutely, in good American language, you would say, freaking out. But surprisingly, I was driven to the airport. I was handed my passport and put on a plane back to London, unharmed. So Tribhuvanath Prabhu later told me that this time in the prison was his best time in Krishna consciousness. Because irregardless of the outer circumstances, when we can remember Krishna and not forget him, then we are on the spiritual plane. You know this when you chant and you have these moments of where extraordinary mercy is given to you, that you can really chant and be in this space of Krishna consciousness. It is so sweet and you don't require anything else. In fact, you don't think of wanting anything else, not even Netflix. Yes. Have to speak in contemporary language, no? So yes, you are satisfied there because you feel close to Krishna. And you know that's the moment you leave this place, you're back into the material world. Oh, it's too hot here. Oh, it's too windy here. Oh, when do they serve prasadam? And I hope it's not this boring potatoes again. And so on. They're again on the material platform. So the question which we want to ask is, are there ways that are open to us which bring us to this place? Before, because I know it is a subject not so often talked about in our movement, I need to convince your rational minds a little bit more. I like very much the afterword of the Chaitanya Charitamrita. There Prabhupada writes about this space and how he is there. He says, I think that His Divine Grace, Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur, is always seeing my activities and He's guiding me within my heart by His words. As it is said in the Bhagavad Gita, as it is said in the Bhagavatam, Tena Brahma Hridaya Adikavaye, spiritual inspiration comes within the heart where the Supreme Personality of Godhead in His Paramatma feature is always sitting with all His devotees and associates. It is to be admitted that my translation work is through the inspiration of my Guru. I have paraphrased Prabhupada's last sentence. No? He felt the inspiration and guidance was given through the heart by his spiritual master. Can you imagine each single one of us is already equipped fully? Can you imagine there is God right with you? He's not a distant God. He's not a God which is far away, kept hidden from us by volumes of incomprehensible philosophy. He's not a God who is very, let us say, who's very judgmental and sees whether we are good or bad and so on. There is the Lord in the heart. He's a close God, and he can be approached by a sincere Vaishnava who knows the access road to him. This is, for me, I could now jump off the seat and dance in the temple with pleasure, but it would be too unconventional. And there are movie cameras, or no, mobile telephone cameras, so I will not do this. There is there's a hint. You can go there by the roads of devotional service. Bhaktis Srila Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur gave this amazing quote. He said, "You, Krishna, exist within, with your abode in the temple of the heart. And you can be met there when the door to the entrance has been unlocked or opened by Bhakti Yoga." I came in this Krishna house this morning. There was one kind devotee who opened this door and invited me in. This your good name, Prabhu?
Shruti Sagara.
Shruti Sagara, Prabhu. He invited me in. Hare Krishna. You have to go and study, maybe. Is it?
Service.
Wonderful. So he was inviting me in at the door. But sometimes the door is also locked. In the same way, we can come into the temple of the door if we are ushered in by the teachings of a certain sampradaya, a lineage of empowered teachers who can unlock this great secret for us. And as far as Srila Prabhupada is concerned, he is presenting this this verse here, which is very often quoted. It's a very important verse. Oh my Lord, your devotees can see you through the ears. It means you do shravanam and kirtanam by the process of bona fide hearing, and thus their hearts become cleansed, and you take your seat there. You are so merciful to your devotees that you manifest yourself in the particular eternal form of transcendence in which they always think of you. Yes, and this is, you find the Bhagavatam interspersed with verses who bring us there. Go inside, there you can find your treasures. And there you can always be with Krishna through the process of remembering him always and never forgetting him. And you know what? The moment Krishna sees you approaching, he makes all arrangements that you can get there. It is said, Shrinvata Svakata Krishna Punya Shravana Kirtana Hridyanta Stohyabhadrani Vidunoti Suritsata. By the process of hearing, chanting, the Lord who is in the heart, Hridyantasta, he's in that in that room, no? That special room we heard about, the sacred space of the heart, he becomes the well-wishing friend and cleanses, he does the cleansing work, cleanses the heart from all misgivings so that we can sit there. You only have to learn to chant without offenses. That is not so easy. First, you need to know what this, what they are, and then you need to do this. I would like to make now an experiment with you. You have heard so many lectures. I'm sure there were lecturers who explained this subject much better than I can hope to do. We have heard today of this Bharat Maharaj, an example who taught us. What did he do? Within, he was always thinking of the lotus feet of the Lord and chanting the Lord's glories, which save one from the bondage of fruitive actions. In this way, he saved himself from the onslaught of non-devotee association. He was in the sacred space of the heart. Would you like to go there?
Yes.
That was a glowing yes. So good. I mean, don't complain. This will be different than you have heard. For this, we need to give the harmonium to Gokrishna. It will be a rarefied melody, which is... And Syamala Kishori, you have to play so softly you have never played before. Really soft. Yes, the same melody from Kolada. Is it C or should I go deeper? Maybe a little deeper, no? This is B, no? Yes. Okay. My dear devotees, please sit tall. Or in Srila Prabhupada's language, sit properly, no? This is not slumped over. You can sit on a thing. You are in the American relaxed position. This is not helpful. You can sit in the tall, but you can sit, but the spine must be straight. Very good. Well, relaxed brahmachari, that is. No, it's all right. Some humor is required, you know, everything is so. We can't laugh about ourselves, we are lost. Okay, Prabhus and Madhatis, we will be a little bit focused now. I request you to sit tall. For a moment, bring your attention to your feet and go upwards to your sitting bones. Relax. Move up your lower spine and go to your upper back and relax. Your chest and belly, relax. Your shoulders, relax. Face, muscles, relax. We will now become Antamukha, we will center ourselves. We hope that our temple atmosphere allows a peaceful atmosphere. And we will breathe a little, slowly. Mataji, can you please sit down? We need some... It's different, yes. Yes, sit there for a moment. We breathe in and out. And we meditate about three things which Bhaktivinoda Thakur recommends. Deep within, I'm an eternal soul. For some time I'm in this body, male, female. For some time I have this particular nationality, but really I'm an eternal soul. Inside there is Krishna, my only master. I'm a part of Krishna, I belong to Krishna. This world is a place of reformation, a house of correction, so that I can correct my truant or absent-minded mentality and turn to Krishna. We will sing now the holy name with this orientation. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, prayerfully, where you turn to the Lord with a simple orientation. My dear Krishna, I was separated from you for so long, but I turn today to you. Please engage me in your service. Please chant now. Oh, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Oh, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. One more time. Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Krishna, Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Hare, oh Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Krishna. Sometimes it is easy to get there, sometimes it's not so easy. See, we are most of the time active with our outward senses, you know, doing things, arranging things, being busy with our studies maybe, or with our missionary activities. And our minds is very occupied. It's a very difficult time for many of us. It's so, the atmosphere seems to be so dense and so unpeaceful, and so on. Some of us are sleep deprived members, and it's difficult to focus in that state, no? And but there is, you know, this is a great secret. If you want to hear Krishna, the noise from the outside world must become a little silent, no? Otherwise you only hear the echo of your moods, your thoughts, your activities, your worries, your feelings of discomfort, anxieties, different positions on COVID, yes or no, different positions on everything, you know, failures which happen in our ranks and so on. It's not easy, a spiritual life. You need to swim almost upstream, you know, and the whole world goes downstream. You go in a different direction and so on. But this is, you know, we hear this from the Bhagavatam. I want to give you a little homework because I think it is good for you so that you digest this. Please be so kind, if in your private reading time, read in the third canto, chapter 9, text 11. Yes? I could not read, especially this, I mean, this purport is one of all-time favorites. Which introduces us to this idea that the Lord, here Prabhupada says, the Lord sits on the lotus heart of the devotee. This is the language which is used for the inner space, the lotus of the heart, and so on. It is even cross-culturally used. It's a known thing in spirituality that there is this sacred inner space. No? We have books with the title Journey Within, that books like this out now. It's not something unusual. It is quite, and if you read with this perspective, how can I remember Krishna? How can I go there? And if you read, you will find a wealth of verses opening up to you. Good. I will end here. I thank you so much. I was thinking, this is my only class which I give in the Krishna house, and why should I give classes the way you are accustomed to hear classes? Let me do something a little memorable so that you will invite me again and give me prasadam. Hare Krishna. Now we're a little over time. Should we take questions or better? We're a little over time. I think also. Here the next program Mahaprasadi Govinde Nama and Sharira Avijajar. It is next seva is coming. I think it was also very clear. So thank you all very much. Let us move on to Prasadam Seva. Hare Krishna. It's very important to get to the inner space. Prasadam purifies our senses, including the heart. Hare Bol.